And welcome to our show.
I feel like we're off.
Yeah, we're off.
Off our mojo.
We left late. The technology was not working with me.
Our neighbors are pretty loud.
Neighbors are loud. If you're recording, you need to lower the volume.
Oh, no. They need to be surrounded by the sound at all times.
Okay, well, then they need a soundproof room.
That would probably be nice.
But, yeah, welcome back. Almost Halloween, you know? I don't know what that means, but
for some of you that means excessive drinking and just dressing promiscuously.
Oh yes. What are you dressing up as for Halloween, Lauren?
Whatever I can find that's most comfiest in my closet that I can pull off as a costume.
Pajama day.
Yeah, or I don't know, maybe I'll wear one of Patrick's Hawaiian shirts
and be what?
A tourist.
Do you have a camera?
Mm-hmm.
You have khakis?
Mm-mm.
Kind of makes the tourist look. You have a hat? Not just any cap. Hat, like a... just goes too far back. That's interesting. I don't know what I want to be for Halloween.
You don't know?
I'm not a big fan of Halloween, I have to say.
It's too much effort to get dressed up as.
I just don't like... I don't like getting dressed up. I feel very judged.
Judged?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of pressure behind it.
Like, to look like it, to have a good enough costume.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, something, like, cool enough.
Yeah. I also felt like when I was a kid, like, I wish I did, like, with groups and I didn't.
Mm.
And, like, that always bothered me. Not necessarily that I didn't have someone to do it with, but, like, I felt like I looked silly, potentially. I don't know. I just felt like... I feel like I didn't really, like, live in the neighborhood that, like... You sugar-treated, but, it, like, I don't know. I also feel like college trick-or-treat, like, not trick-or-treating, but, like, college Halloween is weird. Like, Jessica's prepping for three outfits.
3 different days of going out.
Yeah. For Halloween.
I don't know. It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, that's too much for me. Too much. Don't like that.
I just don't like putting in so much effort to the Halloween costume. And for me, it's like, if I don't have it in my closet, then, like, I don't want to go out and buy it. Like, for example, Patrick and I got invited to Pie Fi Crush.
I didn't even get invited to Pie Fi Crush. I feel like... Hannah got invited too. I mean, I know by Julia. Who invited you? Alex.
Well, Ian invited.
Yes. Then. That's how I got invited last year because Julian told Aaron to invite his friends.
Mm. But anyway, but Patrick and I aren't going because.
Good. It's kind of weird.
Well, because basically, Ian and his, and like all Patrick's friends were dressing up in this costume. It's called from like. It's called Casa de Papel is the name of the show.
Sure.
And they're very scary costumes.
Oh.
And, like, it's, like, a masked person. Like, mm-hmm. A person has, like, a creepy mask on, and they're all in, like, this red jumpsuit. And I didn't like the costume. Like, I'm afraid of it. Like, it's scary to me. Like, I didn't like it. And it was also $25.
Oh.
And I was like...
But you don't even like it.
I don't even like it. Exactly. I don't watch the show. I don't like the costume. I'm never gonna wear it again. I don't want to spend $25.
Fair enough.
And... not that I felt weird not going because Ian invited me and now Ian was orchestrating this whole group concert.
Like,
he probably wouldn't have cared, but like then I just felt like weird. And I was like, well, then me and Patrick would have to go as something else, like separate. And then and Patrick's always
what's
like,
"What's it called?"
The show. I don't know what the costume's called, but it's, I'll show you. I have it in. I have a.
Oh, okay.
Because he made a group chat for it. It's just very creepy, and I like don't like exactly. I'm never gonna wear. Like, if it was a show I liked. Then, like, maybe I would have, like, wanted to wear it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I didn't
want to wear it. Girl. That's weird to wear.
Well, some of the girls, like, Alex was wearing it, is going to wear it. And then she's just going to take the mask for a picture and then, like, take and like have it taken off and then kind of, like, tie the jumpsuit.
Okay, well, that basically defeats the purpose. Why are you spending $25?
Exactly. My point. Exactly. So, like, just for one picture, like, it's stupid.
It's fake for the gram.
But yeah, so, and so then I was like, and Patrick doesn't even like going to these, like, he's like, I only go to, like, semi-formal and formal because you
it's
asked
for you.
Me to go.
It's like, a little different, a little different.
Yeah, exactly. But it is what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't know, just not, Halloween is not my holiday. I like the idea of having, a little party or a get-together,
yeah.
But it's more, like, because I like the decorations part and, like, kind of making cool treats from like Tasty and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not really because I want to dress up. Like, I want to provide the experience.
True.
Cool. You're distracted. I'll play a song.
Hmm? Sorry.
I said you were distracted, so I'll play a song. Sorry. So Lauren has on here Breathe, 88 Rising, Joji, and Don Chris.
Basically, these are Patrick's songs that I listen to because I basically only listen to Patrick's SoundCloud. So whatever Patrick puts on his SoundCloud is what I listen to.
Well, you're so independent, Lauren.
I'm not independent. He just has SoundCloud Go, so it's easy for me to listen to.
Why don't you use Spotify?
Because he gets all the new up and coming. Just easier for just that I don't have to search through the music and it's already there.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting.
Okay, he uses his Hulu. If I want to watch Hulu.
Don't you have Hulu?
No.
You don't have Spotify Premium?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then you definitely don't.
Yeah.
I only have it because of that.
Oh, you get Hulu
with Spotify Premium. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a good bargain.
Mm-hmm. Two for one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll just play a song.
Control me, you control.
And we're back.
Hello again.
What was that, Lauren?
That was more 88 Rising.
These nights.
That's what it's called.
Took you a while to figure out.
But yeah, I like it. It's like I sing it because it's on. So I basically listen to Patrick's playlist so often that like I know what song's coming up next.
Oh my!
Because I just listen to his likes. He doesn't shuffle, so the likes just, you know, keep going through. And like every I listen to it every single time I drive back, like back and forth from home. So it's like the same songs are always on repeat. But it's
Patrick, get new music.
No, he does get new music. Oh. But I'll only listen to that whatever. Like within that hour drive, like, you know, I go through like, you know, 25 songs, 30 songs, and like it's just like the same. It, like, it pushes back. I don't like listen to the older music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just let it go from where he first started it.
Fair enough.
But yeah,
I feel like my throat is very dry. I don't know why.
Have a cough drop.
Yeah, I'll just pull one out of my back pocket.
Have some tea.
Maybe. I think I might have tea at the house. Maybe. So we're decorating for my Halloween party.
I know.
Lauren
Patrick
is...
Patrick wants in.
He wants in?
Yeah.
Henry said he wants in too!
Well, no, he said he wants to help with decoration.
Oh, he can come over.
Okay.
After this?
Yeah.
Patrick, invited. I don't know how much more there's left to do, but he can certainly help us kind of figure out where to place things and tape it down. I thought you meant he wanted to come.
Well, maybe he does. I don't know. Yeah, he meant with it if we want to help with the decorations.
Oh, he can come for help for decorations. I know, like, my mom's like, why don't you invite anyone? And I was like, but the problem is I, like, set it to the sorority, so I don't know if it, like, seems like it's just a sorority thing. I feel like people think it's just a sorority thing.
But who else would you invite?
Yeah, like, two people. Like, you. I mean, you're already invited, but, like, Patrick, like...
Who else?
I don't know. Hannah might invite Julia or, like, her friend Georgia. I'd invite... You're right, I don't talk to people. Okay, great. Glad we went over this, Lauren. Love this. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Who else?
Henry's like, I'd want to come. I was like, don't you think it'd be weird if you're the only boy? He was like, well, I guess.
But he can't. He's not coming until...
No. He was making a comment like, oh, because it's our anniversary on Friday, I'll like take the day off or like leave early from work and like come earlier. And I was like, you don't have to. Just because like it's a hassle. Like, I know it's like already like a pain for him to get here. Like, that makes it more of a to-do.
Is his work good with like giving him like time off? Like, is he...
He hasn't enough. He's just never used it yet. I think he's like nervous to actually ask kind of thing. So I think it's just like adjusting to that is kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's good. But I'm excited. So the Jell-O that we're having, it's going to be syringes.
Syringes? That's scary. I'm
like, no, they're fake. They're plastic. Oh, my God. No, real syringes, Lauren. Like, with needles and all. Like, come on, Lauren. And then I'm going to try to find. Do you know? Oh, you would know.
I would know.
In the bio department.
Yeah.
Are there food safe gloves?
Food safe?
Yeah.
What do you mean by food
like
safe?
Like, gloves I can, like, that, like, would be fine to use when you're touching food.
Just any type of glove would be fine. Any type of latex glove is fine.
Okay. Then can you get me two?
Yeah.
Because I want to put water in them and freeze them and then put them in the sangria so that it's, like, ice, like, a hand in the ice. Like...
Oh, I see what you're trying. Oh, you want the whole... Oh, you want... But then you want to take off the glove after.
Yeah. I'm not going to leave the latex in the sangria.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh.
No, I'm going to, like, my mom said to clean the outside, then flip it inside out so that I know the outside's clean, not the, like, powdery part of anything. And then fill it with water, freeze it, and then pull off the thing and then put it in the sangria.
Yeah.
Thought that'd be cool. Cute little idea.
I can find some gloves.
That'd be appreciated. Preferably by tomorrow so I can freeze it overnight. Oh, perfect. Perfect. I don't know when I'll see you, but I'll have to see you purposely for that. And then I'm making, like, little Oreo spiders.
Cute.
Little pretzel sticking out.
For someone who's anti-Halloween, who doesn't like Halloween.
I used to like the dressing up part, like, and the going out. Like, I don't mind having the party or, like, making the decorations and all that. Like, I like to party plan. I'd be a party planner.
Yeah.
But just for myself. Like, I feel like I'd be annoyed if I had to do everyone else's ideas. Does that make sense? Like...
You only want your ideas?
not just my ideas, but like, it's just gonna be frustrating if people are like, oh, this is what I think the pleats should look like, and I'm like, those are so ugly, like, I wouldn't want to do it.
Gotta satisfy the customer.
Yeah, Melissa used to be a wedding planner.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she said every girl thought she was original. She was like, I just did that this morning. I think it's gonna be cute. What else is going on with you, Lauren? Anything exciting in your life?
Not that I can think. Really kind of just have an have two exams all on Monday.
Yikes.
So, I gotta get working on that. Senior sips is this Friday.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I still don't know what, I have to figure out what to do with the whole
initiation situation.
Because it's split up into two again, right?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to be going home. If I'm going to be home. Probably go home. I think I'll go home. Because I always tell my mom it's hard for me to study when I'm at home.
Fair enough.
Because I'm doing stuff. Like,
yeah.
She wants to go places. Like, you know, I don't have a dedicated time where I can focus.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Constant distractions. So I said I have to be home like one day to, you know, actually like.
It's also Bacon Fest.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I was originally gonna go to Henry's for my anniversary, and then he was like, I'll just come to you, like, I want to go to Bacon Fest with you and stuff. I was like, smart, and also score for me that I don't have to go.
What else are you gonna do?
Great question. I'll probably go out to dinner.
Do you know where you want to go?
No, I listed that in my email that we would be doing multiple activities. So many activities, that's why I can't make it to initiation. Like, we have so much plans.
So much. Just bam, 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 bam.
But,
I have plenty of restaurant recommendations.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't have a car, so keep that in mind. Oh. So, you just got limited, didn't you?
We could take Uber.
We could. It's extra money, but we could. Cool. So, we were thinking downtown, just to make our lives easier. I'm probably going to dinner Saturday night, not Friday, because he's gonna get here not like super late, but late, too late for me to eat.
Should make him a dinner
on Saturday.
No, when he
he's getting here like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
So like he's gonna eat on his own.
Like, I would assume so, or like he's gonna want like Wawa or something.
Got it.
But yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do. My grandma is very concerned, I have to tell you. That we're going to get mud in our house because it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Thursday. It's supposed to rain.
Oh.
And she's very stressed.
Just have them maybe, I don't know. I was going to say put like a towel down or something, but if you have a towel that you don't care about.
I know. That's the thing. I don't really have that many towels that I don't care about. I use them all. It's not my house where I have multiple towels. But yeah. My grandma's very stressed. She called my mom and me about it.
Trying to think. But I think you can wash the towel now.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. We'll see how the night goes. It's a muddy day.
Put towels down and be like, please pat your... please... Maybe... Yeah, I was going to say put shoe... People like leave their shoes. But then people have stinky feet.
Oof. Called out.
Call that who?
You're calling out the people that have stinky feet, I guess. Assuming that people who would be invited to this event would
have... sometimes I have stinky feet, too, sometimes. This is the shoe.
No, and I'm like assuming a lot of these will be stinky shoes because there's, like, for the theme.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Not the classics.
Yeah. They're not bringing out their best, their most finest pair of shoes.
Okay. How about I play the next song because I just feel like we're just kind of rambling.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
People like the ramble.
I know. We gotta kind of think of more material. All
right.
To kind of bring the conversation back. Okay, next song, Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez.
I love this. It's such a I think it's so good.
Okay, here we go.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fire to my forest, and you let it burn. Sing off key in my chorus, 'cause it was wasn't yours. I saw the signs and I ignored it. Rose-colored glasses all distorted. Set fire to my purpose and I let it burn. You got off in the hurting when it wasn't yours. To replace us, like it was easy, made me think I deserved it. In the thick of healing, yeah, we'd always go. First, and you adored it. Set fires to my forest, and you let it burn. Sing off key in my chorus.
Making a mistake.
like the butterflies. Oh, cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running with both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are. Oh, when you go down all your diamond suits, I let up out all the way to the graveyard.
Hello again. So, we have our PSA today. Sam, do you prefer hepatitis B or hepatitis C? Or general virus hepatitis?
General, I think, you know, cover my bases. General virus. Yeah, hepatitis. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well. Chronic hepatitis is the leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplant in the U.S. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, and most do not know they are infected. Take 5 minutes to answer a series of questions to find out if you are at risk. Using CDC's online hepatitis risk assessment, visit www.cdc.gov/hepatitis/risk assessment.
Okay, do another one. That was really short.
Okay, we'll talk about hepatitis.
I feel like B is a big issue.
Is B a big one?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that 1 in 12 Asian Americans have hepatitis B, but most don't know they are infected? If you or your parents were born in Asia or the Pacific Islands, CDC recommends you get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. Visit www.insertyourorganization's URL for more information. Boy. Love that.
Love it.
I thought during your yearly checkup you get, when you get blood, they test for hepatitis.
They do,
right? Yeah.
They should.
I have to go do that.
Yeah, I think my checkup was supposed to be October, so I'll go in December.
Yeah, I missed like a whole year.
So you're on your second year?
Yeah. I'm sure I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm healthy, okay? Yeah, that happens to me a lot.
I'm just like a person, like, if I'm sick, like, I'd rather not know about it. And just, like, end up
dead. Just let me die?
Just end up dead, so, like,
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's pretty
bad. I have, like, anxiety over that. Like,
wow.
I'd just rather not know, you know?
Wow, there's some people that like really want to know exactly everything that's wrong with them and like all their symptoms and stuff. You are just like, no symptoms here.
Yeah, or like if I like think I'll like, if they think something's wrong with me, I'll like push it away from my thought and like ignore it. Mm. It's pretty bad. It's actually not very good. But then again, I'm also like kind of a hypochondriac, and so like,
oh,
like I'll be like sitting in bed and like I'll be like, oh my god, I feel like I can't breathe. But maybe that's like partially because I'm having like panic attacks, or like anxiety, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm dying. Like, but like I'm like fine, I'm still here,
still standing,
still here,
still here to tell the tale.
Or like I'll make up things that aren't like I'll imagine that they're worse than they actually are, like symptoms, and be like,
okay. Oh my gosh, well, I feel that's what most people do. Well,
is that what you do?
I mean, I don't feel like I get sick that often. A lot of times I feel like something's off, and then I'll tell Henry, and he's like, I feel like you need to get that checked. Or, like, I'll wait it out. Like, I was having those stomach issues, like, that I had to go to the bathroom all the time. Mm-hmm. And, like, after 5 days, I was like, okay, this is, like, really ridiculous. So I like, reached out to the health center, and then by the time I had the appointment, which was, like, 2 days later, it was better. So I just kind of didn't go. And then did I tell you this? They ridiculed me on the phone.
What?
Because I forgot about the appointment, but I was like, oh, I feel better, I don't have to go. And then I called during, no. Oh. I called during the lunch hour, because my appointment was at like 3 o'clock. I called during the lunch hour, no one answered. Okay. Not my problem that you don't have someone at the desk, okay? So I said, oh, I'll call back. But then I was doing work, and I just completely forgot. So it was like 2:30, and I was like, oh my gosh. I called them, like, I'm so sorry, like, I've actually been feeling a lot better, and I'm not going to be at the appointment. Well, we could have filled this spot like 10 times already. She's like, but as long as you're feeling better. I was like,
so passive aggressive.
Wow. I was like, you clearly don't care if I'm feeling better. You don't care.
Yeah, people at the health center are weird.
They're mean.
Yeah, not the friendliest faces.
I still can't get over the stories like I've heard. Like when people like said they like got their eye, like some person got like their eye glued together by accident.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened, but something happened.
At the health center? They got the... What?
There was something else that happened, too, that, like, someone, they, like, diagnosed them with an infection, but then they made the infection way worse, and, like, it was really bad.
Well,
I mean, I told you, me, like, I had, like, crutches, and I've never been on crutches before, and, like, I was hobbling in from the back. I don't even think I had the crutches yet. Yeah, I didn't even have the crutches yet. I was on, like, 1 foot hobbling in when I broke my ankle into the health center from the back, and the people at the desk just watched me wobble my way, and someone in the health, like, in the waiting room got up and tried to help me, because they just saw me, and then they go, okay, you can come in now. It doesn't look that easy for me to come in right now, does it?
Yeah, they're not the best.
Not very helpful.
Dogs are cute, though.
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't like them?
You know I don't love dogs.
But you love Coop.
Yeah, now. I was a little hesitant at first. I just think that, like, especially in that setting, like, so many people touch those dogs. They're in infected areas. They're, like, just prone to being, like...
I got a story for you, okay? You're gonna freak out.
Oh, boy.
Actually, when Patrick comes... I'll have to show you the video.
Okay, all right.
So Patrick and I like watching, like, animal videos, right?
You sure, watch sure.
Cat videos, yes, cute yes, things, of course. Whatever. Okay, so course. We found this person who was, like, making YouTube videos about, like, more exotic dogs. So, like, there was, like, there's, like, a thing about, like, Chinese Tibetan Mastiffs and, like, some like, Samoyeds and stuff like that. Anyway, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's how it came upon our recommended. It came because we saw, like, the Samoyeds. Then this woman... who's the host of this YouTube channel, goes to, I think it was, like, Norway or something, to this park that has wolves. It's, like, a wolf reserve park. Oh, it gets better. It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
A wolf.
I have memories with you today. I have to look. Sorry.
A wolf reserve park, right? And so she's filming this video, and the these wild wolves, right,
mm-hmm.
are just, like, around her, and she's petting them, okay? She's, like, petting them. Behind
the wolves.
The wolves, yes. Okay. Wild wolves. She's, like, petting them. She's, like, I think she's, like, British or something. And then she's, like, these good-natured wolves. And she says, in order for us to, like, have a good bond, like, between the animal and herself, and so that the animal trusts her, basically she says, it's normal for them to start licking your face. Oh, no, get it. And she says, then you're supposed to open your mouth and have them lick the inside of your mouth.
No.
So these wild animals lick the inside of this woman's mouth. And she said, that's how they get to know you, to, like, see what you ate previously. And, like, so they bond with you. And that's just, like, part of their ritual. And I'm like, when Patrick and I saw that, we have to show you it. Like, Patrick,
I don't want to!
Oh my god, I freaked out. I was like, what? It's like, she's literally like her mouth was wide open. And
stop.
Like, it was so, it was crazy. I was, like, in shock when I saw that. Can you imagine that?
No.
Like a wild wolf. Who knows where that tongue has been?
That's too much.
Right? I was like, what about the diseases?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these things are... I barely let my dog lick my face, you know? My mom, like, freaks out whenever she sees my dog. I'm like, she's just been sniffing some random stuff. Like,
yeah.
Do you let Coop lick you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes?
I don't like it. I kind of
pull away. On your hands or on your face?
On my face, I don't like it.
On your hands, it's okay?
He doesn't really lick your hands.
Mm.
It's not his style.
He just goes right for the...
Not right for the face. He gets excited. He just jumps all over. Licks you.
Jeez.
What?
Does Coop know that you... Does he sense that you're not his biggest fan?
I am his biggest fan now.
You are his biggest fan?
Ask my mom about it.
You're his favorite out of the three of you guys.
Out of the three of us? Yeah.
Really?
If Jerry's in the mix, no. He loves Sherry. It's not that he doesn't love my mom. Jessica's definitely on the bottom of the totem pole.
Oh, my.
She gets really upset about it. Like, she'll go to her room crying. Like, consistently.
Really?
Yeah, like, it happens.
Jessica wants Cooper's
attention. Only when he's sleeping.
What?
Like, she's so lazy. So lazy and doesn't want to play with him. So she likes when he sits on her and, like, rests on her or whatever.
Yeah.
And she hates, like, when we come in the room and then he, like, jumps on us or, like, gets really excited to see us and stuff like that. Or, like, he doesn't do it as much now. Like, he'll do it over the summer because he's in a routine with my mom, but, like, not now. But, like, he likes to sleep in my bed and my sister gets so mad that he never chooses her bed. And wow. She'll blame it on, like, oh, my bed's higher. Yeah, that's it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Jessica gets really mad. She's a salty girl about this. And she says, my dog just hates me. That's all she ever says. She says, my dog hates me.
Because I thought, because usually animals can sense if, like there's, like,
excuse me. Animosity.
The person, doesn't, like, you know, isn't as comfortable around, like, a dog or something like that. Or, like, it's not, like, their favorite, like, you know, like, with my mom, like, my mom also doesn't like, she doesn't like to be all up in the dog's business, yeah. You know? And, like, dogs can sense that, like, hesitation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that the dog is all over you.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely better who now gives, in the beginning. Give, it was harder.
Usually the dogs, I'm assuming, who feeds the dog?
My mom.
Yeah. Usually the dogs are very attached to the person who feeds them.
He struggles with eating.
Really?
He just, like, gets very dissatisfied with food.
So, like, he doesn't finish his, like,
doesn't he does now, food. Like, my mom, knock on wood, like, he's found the one he likes. But, like, overall, like, there's a big struggle about that. Like, she'll buy a big bag of new food, and then he won't like it anymore.
Hmm.
Like, she'll buy little bags, and he'll love it and eat it up so fast, and then as soon as she gets a new bag, and she was like, is he just picky? Like, he likes variation in his life? Like, he's a dog. Yeah. Like, he needs to get over it.
When my grandma's dog, so she had, like, surgery, right?
Yeah.
And so the doctor said, you have to make the dog food, like, fresh, like, you have to.
Oh, the dog had surgery. I thought you meant your grandma had surgery. No, I was like, what does that have to do with eating?
No. The dog had surgery. The dog had surgery, and so, like, you know, it's had surgery on, like, his stomach, mm-hmm. and her stomach, and so basically the doctor said, I'd recommend her to make the dog, like, chicken and, like boiled chicken with, like, broth and, like, some rice, and put the broth with, like, some carrots and stuff like that. Like, something gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, just her normal diet was canned dog food.
Okay.
And so she got that for, like, about, like, 2 or 3 months. And, like, then my grandma started to, like, you know, she was better. Now she can eat normal, like, dog food. And, like, she was not having it. She's, like, compared to the luxury, like, I got fresh, like, homemade, like, food, and now you want me to eat this crap?
Well, that's what my mom says all the time about Jerry. Like, every time Cooper goes to Jerry's, like, they'll feed him eggs when he gets there, like, if they're eating, and, like, I think he knows they'll give him real food, like, really give him real food. Like, we'll give him, like, the scraps when we're done, potentially, like...
Could have been disaster.
And put it in, like, his bowl, not that he's, like, eating from the table.
Yeah.
But, like... We obviously don't know what they do when he's there, and so, like, they definitely feed him eggs, and, like, there was one time they're like, yeah, we give him a burger, and, like, and then he comes home and he doesn't want to eat anything. It's like, no kidding. My mom's like, he's gonna sit there and starve then, because he's got another thing coming. Yeah, like, prima donna over here. No way.
Spoiled.
Spoiled brat. My grandma looks, oh, he needs some bread. Let me get him some bread. She'll, like, you'll see her eating when my mom makes dinner at the house. You'll see her eating, and then all of a sudden you see, like, this little pile on the side of her plate, and we're like, what are you doing? She goes, nothing. And then you see her bring to Cooper, come here. So, like, when she's eating, like, pizza, she'll, like, keep the crust at the side. The pasta, she'll kind of, like, leave some on the side. Like all different so things cute. Like that. Yeah. And, like, my grandma, like, it's not that she's not a dog person, it's just that she's older, so she doesn't, like, want to play, yeah, kind of, yeah, with Cooper. So, a lot of the time, she's like, Cooper, no play. I need a blanket. And so she gets the blanket, and he, like, lies on top of her, and she, like, brushes him, and he just is very relaxed as she brushes him. But, yeah, he gets, like, crazy when she's there, too. Like, he can see when she's there and stuff. He gets crazy. But, yeah, it's funny. She'll, like, save stuff purposely, and we'll be like, Grandma, are you sure you don't want more? Oh, no. It's fine. She's saving for him.
That's sweet.
And, like, when she goes places, she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even get him treats today. My mom's like, he doesn't need more treats. Like, because she's someone that, like, go in the thing and, like, grab a handful of the little bites and throw them at. He doesn't need all of that. He's gonna be a hoarder.
Yes, he he doesn't want to eat his regular food because, you know, grandma's coming.
And yeah, she's going to feed him. Exactly. 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 He knows. He's not stupid. He's definitely not stupid. Like, he knows who the suckers are. You always find him at the right part of the table. I'm next to my grandma, when Henry's there, next to Henry, next to Jerry. Like, all around the people that he knows are going to cave as he looks at you. Like sometimes Jerry has gone and he doesn't, like, we'll get, like, made sandwiches, like, our bagel place or whatever, and sometimes he'll get, like, a Taylor ham, egg and cheese, but then take the egg out and just give it to Cooper and just eat Taylor ham and cheese and make it, like, a regular sandwich.
That's funny.
Yeah. Things like that. We've given him ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and at our ice cream place, they have, like, little milk bones, and they put a little ice cream in the middle and between two milk bones, so it's like a little cookie sandwich.
That's so cute.
We've given that to him. He likes that, gobbles that up.
I know my grandpa, so my grandpa would always give the dog, like, some scraps, like, some, like, ham, like, some, like, kielbasa, right? So he makes his...
kielbasa? Yeah. That's not what you're supposed to have.
It's me. It's fine.
Okay.
But anyway, she's like 16 years old.
Okay, she's living a long life.
She's living a long life. Okay. And so, so funny because he makes his food same time every day, like for work, for when he goes to work, he'll prep his lunch, and she knows, she sees him there, and right, and so he's like sit on the counter, like he's standing up, and she'll jump on the back of your legs and like push on you to give her food. And my grandpa has gotten so annoyed. He's like, I can't even make my sandwiches because this dog is jumping on me all the time. He's literally, she's like, won't stop until you give her something. And this is so funny because, like, I mean, he did it to himself. Like, he was the one who giving the dog food. What do you expect? She's going to keep coming back and back for more. She knows she's going to get something.
But. Well, it's funny when Cooper's, like, playing or something, and all of a sudden, we're in the kitchen, you just hear, like a rustling, and he just turns his head, runs to the kitchen, and then all of a sudden you turn around, and he's, like, right there staring at you. I was eating chips one time, and I was just sitting there eating the chips, and I'm like, all right, try the Sun Chip. It was like a Munchies. I was like, okay, try the Sun Chip. And then he ate that up. Okay, try the Dorito.
Did he eat the Dorito?
Yeah. He doesn't love pretzels.
Not a
pretzel. Not his thing. He loves popcorn.
Really?
Loves popcorn. My mom's been eating popcorn less, but he basically got into a routine that every night she would have popcorn, he would just wait.
And, like, wait for the popcorn delivery.
seriously, because every night he gets a bully stick.
Yeah.
That's just, like, his thing to relax him. And, like, at, like, 8:30, 8 o'clock, you'll hear him go, start. Even though he ate, he pooped, we know he's done. Like, we know it's his time. So we give him the stupid stick. And then he was in at, like, for a time period, he would just, then after he ate it, would start crying again. And my mom's like, no. Like, what are you crying for? And it was because he wanted the popcorn. But she stopped having the popcorn, so I don't think he does it as much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, big fan of popcorn.
Does he whine a lot?
No.
No.
I don't think he whines a lot. It's typically to mean something or he just wants attention. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a lot, though, personally. But I'm not also with him every day. Like, typically, it's, like, when he has to go out, when he wants his bully sick. Those are, like, the two main times that you actually hear him whining. Sometimes he'll just cry. I don't know, because he's bored. He doesn't like people on phones. That bothers him.
That bothers people on phones?
Yeah, I don't know. He gets kind of bothered. My mom's like, every time I sit down, he has to go to the bathroom then. Like, after she's done cleaning dinner and all that stuff, she sits down at, like, 7 o'clock, and he's like, but overall, he's, like, he's good. What was I going to say about him? About crying, maybe. I don't know. Something about the food. Oh, he gets, like, super, for some reason, like, excited when he gets the bully stick, like, over the moon about it. He'll, like, jump on the couch, jump with it in his mouth, like, as if it's a toy, like, running around the house. Yeah. And my mom has to yell at him to get down, and then he thinks it's a game, and he's like, okay. And then he, like, goes down, and then he jumps back up, and then he goes back. And then, so when I come home, I always look underneath the couch because I realize stuff gets stuck under there, and it's not purposeful. It's like he kicks it or something like that. So there was one time that Jessica was like, oh, I must have gave him a small bully stick. Like, it went so fast. And then for some reason, I was, like, looking for a ball for him under the couch or something, and I see a bully stick. And it's basically the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jess, this is probably what it is. And she goes, oh my god, he must have kicked it under. That's why he finished so quickly. He was crying because he couldn't get it out. And then he has like one of those like elk kind of like bones kind of things, things like that, like the elk horns and stuff. And he gets those kicked under there sometimes because he gets just like too crazy and stuff like that. So then like every time I go under, but then he'll like follow behind me, like his head will be right next to my head as he's like trying to look underneath. I'm like, you can't get this. You cannot. You need to back up.
I had a comment, but shoot, I lost my train of thought. But yeah,
it's funny stuff. Dogs are funny.
They are funny. You sure you don't want one in your home?
Maybe not now.
Not now. What about a cat?
Oh my god, wait, I was so... No, not a cat. My mom would be so mad if I got a cat. So I was so stressed because there's this other dog in the neighborhood, okay? Mm-hmm. His name is Ghost. Oh, nice dog.
White dog?
Yeah. no, brown, actually. basically, like... Cooper, when this dog was a puppy, for some reason was very insecure about this and went to nip him. I don't know. He did not like him. His tail was wagging, and then he got closer, and then he went, rah! And it was not good. And my mom was so upset because it was, like, it definitely would have been on Cooper. Like, he, like, the dog was bleeding a little bit.
Oh, really?
Not that he, like, really bit him. I think he just nicked him.
Yeah.
But still, not good.
Was the owner upset?
No. He said, but the owner turned around and said, this is not the first time he's had an incident with a dog, which was weird for a puppy. And so, whatever. So, we try to avoid Ghosts because every time we go near, he'll growl, get crazy.
Oh, really?
But then the other dog now, like, gets, like, barks and stuff like too. But the dog is, a pit bull, so he's huge now.
Oh,
he grew like that. So, he could, like, destroy Cooper like in a fight, like if we're being real, you know.
Swallow him whole, basically.
Yeah, like basically. And so my mom was like, just so you know, like they're trying to train Ghost because Ghost is like pretty well trained, but they're trying to train Ghost to like be calm around other dogs. And so my mom was like, if you see Ghost and his owner, like avoid him. Okay, try to, like, stay away. And just say, like, I'm just not as good with Cooper. Like, please, like, whatever. Okay. So now, of course, I go out and I see Ghost. But Ghost is not with the dad. It is with the daughter, who looks like she's in middle school. Oh. She's controlling a big dog.
Yeah.
And she has a retractable leash that's, like, all the way retracted for some odd reason. That, like, it's lacking on the floor. Like, it's everywhere. Slack, it's lacking on the floor, whatever. So basically, I turn around and I go, oh, like, and I see Cooper. Cooper's like,
oh no.
In stance. He's ready. And also, I look up and I go, I'm not that good with him, whatever. All of a sudden, I look up and she goes, go, stop, sit. She dropped the leash. Ghost starts running toward us. So she's able to step on the leash and grab it, and she goes, oh, I'm not good that good with them either. Really? No kidding. And so that's not really what I wanted to hear.
That isn't bad.
Wait, she drops it again. So you see where you're sitting to me?
Yeah.
That's probably how close Ghost was to us.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting over Cooper, like holding him back because I'm afraid, because I just don't know what to do. Am I picking him up? Like, what do I actually do? Because this dog can bite me. Yeah, like if it got to a point that he was aggressive. I'm not saying he is, but if it got to a point that the dog was trying to jump on me, I don't know what he would do.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my god, please, please, please just get the dog. I was like so freaked out. And now Cooper's getting crazy, like growling.
Yeah.
And she's finally able to grab it. And I'm like, oh my god, I almost peed my pants. Like, I did not know. I called my mom. I was like, oh my god. I was like, this girl cannot control this dog. Like, at least Cooper wasn't off the leash. Like, how do you drop the leash twice?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be retracted that much. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it shouldn't be that, like, your whole leash is out.
Plus, if she's, like, if it's a big dog, like, that
it's a big dog.
A big dog can, like, really, like, it'll overpower you. Like,
it should.
When I took out one of the dogs, Bailey's dogs, like, the lab, like, the puppies, and even though it's still a puppy, it pulls. Like,
yeah.
Like, really, like, it literally, like, I, like, could rip my arm out of my socket. Like,
yeah.
And, like, especially pit bulls, like, I mean, pit bulls are, like, you know, they have
not necessarily that they're all bad.
But they can be. They have a tendency to be more aggressive than other dogs.
Yes.
And they're so big that, like, all right, if, like, you know, my Shih Tzu bites you, you're probably, you know, you're gonna have a little
scratch. Yeah.
Like, she's bit me before and it, you know, just...
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. But, like,
Pitbull can take a bite out of you.
Yeah, literally do some damage.
You know,
they got some big jaws.
Yeah. It was scary.
That is scary.
I was so scared.
That is a scary
film. And I didn't know what to even do with him. I'm like, and luckily,
because if you pick, you don't want to pick. What if you pick Cooper up and then he
jumps on me or something, and Cooper bites me or whatever,
because he wants to get out.
And that's the thing. Yeah, I don't know. And I think Cooper feels insecure when he's on a leash and the other dog isn't. Like, that makes him crazier, because it's like, I feel like I can't do what I want.
Be my primitive dog.
Thankfully, Ghost is pretty good. That she kept screaming, "Ghost, to sit," and eventually he did.
Yeah.
Because they've been training him, thank God. But like, if he was still a puppy and was not trained yet, like, he would have charged right at us. Yeah. Like, it was bad.
Interesting.
It was scary. Well, it's like, okay, Christine has a dog in her house.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And she just lets it go. Like, they let it go on the quad, and one person was sitting there, and they were just reading, and the dog runs to the dog, and not that it's a mean dog, it's a docile dog,
right.
It's some people big lab. It's a big lab.
Some people aren't comfortable with that.
So he's like, "I'm not good with dogs. I'm not good with dogs." And I'm like, "That's so inappropriate to just let your dog loose. It makes me sad. I mean, it gets me frustrated, especially because
perfectly trained. Like, if it's not, if it doesn't listen to
you're also not paying attention. That's my other issue too. Yeah. Like, I'm just not. I'm someone that just is not that great with dogs, so I just get very anxious, and the idea of a dog just running at me would make me very stressed. Okay, well, that's our show. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Two Girls Playing Twos. One more last time. I'm Sam.
Trying to rush this outro. And I'm Lauren.
Sorry, we kind of are extending time.
Rambled on the
dog. Yeah, a little bit on the dog thing. If you want to hear more about Cooper, let me know.
Okay. Well, my mom enjoyed it.
Oh, really?
She's like, "I love the dog chat."
Okay, bye.
Bye.